Welcome to another edition of the PMF Show, physical, mental, fitness program, speaking with Amity Farr from Simple Fly Life. Hello, how are you?
I'm great, Trina. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for being here. Last time we talked a little bit about your fitness journey and how you were getting a little bit healthier during the whole shutdown, if you will, and just kind of making some changes, taking advantage of the opportunity. And this time I kind of want to talk about relationships and, you know, every stage of our life, we have different people in our life and we have work relationships, personal relationships. And I just kind of want to know how you connect with people and what characteristics you look for when you need a supportive person professionally versus personally.
Okay. You know, I consider myself a very open person and, you know, I'm willing to give anybody a chance at friendship. When I'm looking for somebody to be supportive of me, I do have some differences personally versus professionally. So when I'm looking for a supportive person personally, I am usually looking for somebody who can be sympathetic and or empathetic, and I want them to be a good listener, and I also want them to just listen and not advise. I am a person who will ask for advice when I want it, and I will not ask advice from someone whose advice I don't want. And so when I express about things personally, I'm not looking for solutions, and I just want to vent for my own health. And so I'm also careful how I do this, you know, so I don't try to verbally vomit on people if I can help it. But I don't want to burden others with my drama. So people, even when I'm venting, usually get the G-rated version of my personal life. But when I'm looking for a supportive person for me professionally, I'm looking for something totally different. I look for somebody in my circle who is hopefully a few steps ahead of me professionally in their own personal development with business. And then I do ask for advice and I do want to problem solve. And when I'm asking, I want to gain wisdom on how to strategically approach maybe a sticky situation in my own business or an interpersonal professional relationship, but they don't need to empathize with me or take my side in that situation, because when I'm in that instance, I am looking for impartiality and objectivity from the person I'm seeking support from. So sometimes there are overlap, and like I ask my husband for advice on personal relationships, and I think he is really, really wise. And I also know that he will just listen to me if that is what I want and offer sympathy. If people aren't in the business world, I don't ask them business questions. And if people are not adept at handling their personal relationships from what I can observe them to be doing, then I'm not going to ask their advice on how to handle relationships among my own circle.
Good friends listen, check in with one another. What do you like to bring to a friendship?
All right. So my name, Amity, means friendship in the French language. And so I have made it part of my life's mission to embody my name. And I want to live out the meaning of my name. So I think I bring to the table in a friendship a loyalty and also a willingness to give without expectation of return. A friendship to me is an opportunity to give and to encourage, to inspire and uplift. So as long as that is not abused, I will remain in relationship with people.
Good points for sure. A lot of times I'm not going to blanket that and say we, but there is oftentimes some people will go into it with an expectation of getting something back. And I like that you pointed that out, that when you give in a friendship, you should give without expecting anything back. It's what a gift is mm-hmm. or should be.
I think that relationships can be unbalanced and still be healthy, but if they're chronically unbalanced, then you need to take a look at it. But there will be some times when your friends are unable to give back because of the emotional pit they're in. But, you know, that doesn't mean that you should trash the friendship. But over the long haul, if there's not an ebb and flow, then it does need to be looked at.
Good points. Very good points. What do you do when a relationship with a friend isn't working, though, and it is toxic and it's always in that pit one direction? What are the signs that it's doing more harm than good?
That's a great question, Trina. So, like we were touching on just a moment ago, when people are consistently takers without giving back, then I retreat. And when people pick fights or arguments with me, then I'm not going to stay. When I realize that a person is being manipulative with intent, because some people are manipulative because of their upbringing and they don't realize that they're being so harmful. But when it's intentional, then I go away. And when I find that a person is consistently foolish and is not open to wisdom or learning or personal growth, then I will distance myself from them. And I try, if at all possible, not to have confrontations in situations like this, if I can help it at all. But I just simply disappear from the friendship. And what I find is that people who are like these and embodying these characteristics usually don't try to chase and remain in the relationship. Or if they do, it's definitely not prolonged. So,
what other advice do you have for nurturing work and personal relationships?
So I think the most important thing is to just make sure that you yourself are emotionally and mentally healthy, and make sure that you have within yourself something to give to someone else. So my advice is, you know, definitely deal with your own relationship demons. And if you tend to be codependent, then work on it. If you are yourself manipulative, work on it. If you need to be, or because you need to be able to be a good friend to someone else before you can expect to have a circle of good friends. And the final thing that I can tell you is just don't be afraid to go first. If you want a large circle of friends, go out there and be a friend, and don't expect a large circle of quality people to show up at your doorstep. So don't be afraid to ask for that coffee date or that lunch date. Tell them you will call and then call, and don't be afraid to be the leader in your friendship.
Good tips. I want to go back a little bit real quick to the people that might not have the confidence to leave a bad friendship. I think that you kind of came back to that. Don't be codependent and just work on being a good friend. And I think that you'll attract good friends like that. But and I feel like we've all been there once or twice. You give chances to someone too many times and you start to feel like a doormat. But at some point it's toxic. Can you give a couple more maybe tips or ideas for that person struggling to pull away from someone that is just doing more harm than good to the relationship?
For me, you know, I have spent some years being a doormat in my life. And so this is hard-won wisdom that I'm sharing today. For that, I would say just realize that you yourself are a person of worth, and you are deserving of good quality friendships. And, you know, in this day and age, even with all the women's liberation that has happened, it's still hard for us as women sometimes to realize that it is okay to have standards and boundaries, and it is okay to have things that are not okay with you and that you won't tolerate. And so it's really good just to know that you are worth having quality relationships, and you are deserving of good in your life. So it's okay to draw the boundaries and to enforce them with people in your life that are trespassing and causing you grief. It is quite all right to stand up for yourself. That's not inconsistent with good values.
I like it. I'm glad that I get to call you a friend. I appreciate you speaking some wisdom into those relationships today.
Oh, I appreciate you so much, Trina, and you are an absolute treasure and gem. Thanks for letting me be here today.
No problem. Amity, far from simple fly life. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Trina.